So happy Earth Day, everyone. How are y'all doing? All right, so you might be asking, you know, why we're talking about Earth Day in a church service, but I think that there's a pretty profound link between environmentalism and spirituality. And when making this connection, I look back to the man who first began Earth Day in 1970, and the celebrations each year since. Son of an evangelist in Davis City, Iowa, John McConnell was raised in an atmosphere of spirituality. This upbringing, coupled with an interest in science and a passion for peace, laid the groundwork for John's life and continuing humanitarian service and environmental awareness. So now, at the time around 1970, as some of you may recall, was one where pollution in America was at an all-time high. Rivers across the country were reported of catching fire because of all the pollutants in the water. Cities all around had a big haze of smog enshrouding them. And pollution, America just kept on going with its ways of pollution. But rather than following America's trend, John McConnell began a movement that countered it. In 1970, 20 million people celebrated the first day, Earth Day. And in that same year, the U.S. government founded the Environmental Protection Agency and passed an amendment that was made to the Clean Air Act to regulate emissions from autos. Throughout the years, Earth Day has continued to show America's leaders that the environment is not something that can be violated by economic gain and pursuits. And this attitude remains strong today. Just a week ago, people from all across the country joined together to launch the largest rally against climate change yet, calling for an 80% cut in carbon emissions by 2050. This movement may be a solid step in the march, the first step in the march against global warming and greenhouse gas pollution. In harmony with the seventh principle of humanitarian universalism, respecting the interdependent web of life for which we all are a part, Mr. McConnell has an Earth Trustee formula that goes a little something like this. Let every individual and institution now think and act as the responsible trustee of the Earth, seeking choices in ecology, economics, and ethics that will provide a sustainable future, eliminate pollution, poverty, and violence, and awaken a wonder of life and foster peaceful progress in the human adventure. With the environmental issue so intertwined with our principles and beliefs, as a community, it is our job to work together in harmony to create the world that McConnell describes and to truly become trustee. So now we're going to do the Spirit of Life, sing Spirit of Life, but we're going to sing it a little differently. We're going to put a little spunk into it. We're going to have some extra Spirit of Life added. And it's going to go a little quicker. And I mean, while you're singing it, you'd like to like get up and clap and do whatever you like. That would be fun.
Oh, it's number, what is it?
123.
123? Okay, 123.